If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism, Timeless Tools for Today's Challenges. If you're feeling overwhelmed by the constant barrage of information, the pressure to perform, and let's be honest, just the general craziness of life these days, then buckle up. Because today, we're diving into something incredibly powerful, building emotional intelligence skills. Think about it, we're constantly bombarded with stimuli, both positive and negative. Our emotions are riding this rollercoaster of experiences, and honestly, sometimes it feels like we're just clinging on for dear life. But what if I told you there was a way to not only manage those emotions but actually harness their power? To become more resilient, more adaptable, and ultimately, happier? That's where emotional intelligence comes in. It's about understanding your own emotions, recognizing the emotions of others, and using that knowledge to navigate relationships, make better decisions, and thrive in all areas of your life. Sounds pretty good, right? So, let's unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you build your emotional intelligence toolbox. First up, self-awareness. Ever felt like you're on autopilot, reacting to situations without truly understanding why? That's where self-awareness comes in. It's about tuning into your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. Think of it as getting to know yourself, your triggers, your strengths, your weaknesses. Journaling, mindfulness practices, or even just taking a few minutes each day to check in with yourself can make a world of difference. Next, self-regulation. This is all about managing those emotions, the good and the bad, so they don't control you. Remember that intense anger when you got stuck in traffic? Or that crippling anxiety before a big presentation? Self-regulation helps us respond to these situations calmly and constructively instead of letting them derail our day. Techniques like deep breathing, exercise, or even taking a step back and reframing the situation can help you regain control. Now, let's talk about empathy. This is where we truly connect with others. It's about putting yourself in their shoes, trying to understand their perspective, and showing genuine care for their feelings. Sometimes, it's as simple as actively listening, really hearing what someone is saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Social skills are the bridge that connects us. Think of it as the art of communication. Being able to express yourself clearly, build rapport with others, and navigate social situations effectively. These are all crucial components of strong emotional intelligence. Practice active listening, ask thoughtful questions, and be genuinely interested in getting to know people. Finally, motivation. This is about having that inner drive, that passion to pursue your goals and make a difference. It's about setting meaningful objectives, finding joy in the process, and staying committed even when things get tough. Remember, motivation isn't always a constant, it ebbs and flows. But by cultivating a growth mindset, celebrating your successes, and learning from your setbacks, you can fuel that inner fire. Think about that time when you were facing a really tough challenge, maybe a personal conflict or a major decision. How did you handle it? Did you lash out, retreat into yourself, or did you take a step back, try to understand the situation and the people involved, and make a thoughtful choice? Emotional intelligence is all about being able to navigate those moments with grace and clarity. Let's say your friend is going through a tough breakup. Instead of immediately offering advice or trying to fix the situation, which we often do, try practicing empathy. Listen to their pain, validate their feelings, and offer support without judgment. This simple act can make a huge difference in helping them process their emotions and move forward. So, remember, building emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. It's about making small, consistent efforts every day to become more aware, more resilient, and more connected. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on these takeaways in the comments below. What resonates with you? What are some ways you're already practicing emotional intelligence? Don't forget to subscribe to Modern Stoicism, so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with wisdom and practical tools for navigating life's challenges. Until next time, stay curious, stay connected, and keep striving for a more fulfilling life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.